Tervetuloa jälleen Stara.fin podcastin pariin. Tällä kertaa podcast-haastattelussamme on Ranskasta puhelimitse tavoitettu pop-tähti K. Maru, joka on suomalaisillekin tuttu muun muassa viime kesän Femme Like You-hitin esittäjänä. K. Maru otetaan langan päähän tuota pikaa. Viime päivinä podcast-tarjontamme on kasvanut mukavasti ja voimmekin ylpeänä sanoa tuottavamme nykyisin maan monipuolisinta podcast-sisältöä. Tuttujen Stara.fin podcastien lisäksi julkaisemme nyt ja jatkossa myös useiden tuttujen artistien ja julkisten tuottamia podcast-lähetyksiä. Niitä tekevät jo nyt muun muassa Idols-voittaja Ilkka Jääskeläinen, Popstars-voittajayhtye Jane, Rockjyrä Technicolor sekä ulkomailta terveisiään Stara.fin kuulijoille yksin oikeudella raportoiva ruotsalainen teinitähti Amy Diamond. Lisää mielenkiintoisia artisteja on vielä tulossa. Voit tilata nämä kaikki podcastit tai vaikkapa vain haluamasi lähetykset itsellesi helposti ja nopeasti vain parilla klikkauksella ja tietenkin täysin ilmaiseksi. Lue tarkemmat ohjeet verkkosivustoltamme osoitteesta www.stara.fi. Nyt otetaan puhelinyhteys Ranskaan, jossa K. Maru jo odottelee. Tervetuloa mukaan!
Hi, this is Darren. And you're listening to Stara.fi.
Moi, tässä Stara-rakkaat.
Martina
ja Marika.
Tsekkaa Stara.fi.
Yo, me ollaan Beatstars, mä oon DJ Control.
Mä oon DJ Alimo.
Ja sä kuuntelet Stara.fi. Blup, blup, blup. Podcastia.
Yeah, yeah!
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Let's go back in time for a moment. How did you start your musical career?
It started pretty naturally, actually. I was not the kind of kid that was really dreaming of being an artist or being a rapper or anything like that. It just, I started to listen to hip-hop music when I was 12 years old, and I really got into that vibe, and naturally I started writing down some lyrics, some verses, and some songs, so that's really how it started. It started very naturally, actually.
Did you have any school band projects or something like that?
Yeah, this is how it started, actually. When I started writing music, I had somebody in my classroom that was writing music too, so we got together and we formed the first group, which was an MDS back in the days. This is how I got into the music. I got into a band, and it's after that, you know, a couple of years after that, I decided to go solo.
Femme Like You, from your first album, was a huge hit in Finland as well. Who's the subject of this song?
You know, I wanted to talk about, of course, I wanted to talk about women, but I wanted to talk about women in a different kind of way, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about that, you know, those three sides of a woman that every woman has, but a lot of women don't even know that they have that, you know, the rock, the funk, and the soul side, you know, that little very sweet and very charming soul side, the funky side where they're like, you know, just to go out with the ladies and have fun, and the rock side where, you know, she could be mad and she could be, you know, it was to talk about those three aspects of the woman.
Is it based on the true story?
It's based on a couple of true stories.
Okay, it's a mix of those. Why are you surprised about its success?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we knew that the song, we were holding on a good song, but I never thought that it could be such a big success, especially in non-French speaking countries. You know, it was a big surprise for us. So
you're a famous singer at the moment, but what else do you do? Do you play any instruments?
You know, I don't have a musical any musical formation, but you know, I can do whatever I need to do to produce my albums. You know, I can play the piano, I can play the guitar a little bit, but you know, it's not as soon as my beat is done, then I bring some professional musician to be able to make it sound better.
Your world tour is starting on April. What is the best thing about touring?
Oh, I think the best thing about touring is just being with the buddies, being with everybody on tour. I mean, it's a large tour, you know. We're almost like 30 people on the road, so I think it's just, you know, being with everybody, going to see different cities, playing in a different city every night, seeing the public, the people that comes to see you. They fill in the venues and everything. So I think that's the thing I like the most. You don't really think about the business or anything like that. You just go on the road and have fun.
What are the worst sides of touring? There must be some.
The worst side, well, for me, it's, you know, for me being far away from the office and from my business, it's a very bad thing about touring, you know. It's just because you cannot be on tour and manage the business at the same time. So and being, you know, far away from the family for a long period of time, and you know, it's really that's the being on the road.
Can you reveal what's in your backstage radar?
What's in my backstage radar?
Yeah.
Nothing much. I'm not a kind of Jennifer Lopez superstar that needs to have all kind of freaky things. I mean, as long as I have my little bottle of cognac, my water, and a couple of sandwiches, I'm good.
So no jacuzzis, red M&M candies.
No. Not yet. When I'll be a bigger star.
Okay, great. So last year you were gigging in Finland as well. What do you remember about our country?
Oh, I remember. I did a show when I was in Finland last time, and you know it was like 60 or 70,000 people, and it was an outside show, and people were very, very, responding to the music, even if they didn't understand everything about the song. They were really vibing, and I had a very good time in Finland, so that's why I can't wait to come back.
Yeah, you're coming back to Finland tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there on Saturday, actually.
Okay, so you're coming to perform in Finland, and
exactly.
We have -7 degrees Celsius at the moment. So
yeah, but don't worry, I'm used to that. I'm living in Canada, so we have -22.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm. Don't worry. I'm a weather fighter.
You mentioned that you have a business in Canada as well. What kind of business is that?
I try to keep myself busy. I touch a bit of everything. I have a fashion clothing line. I like the restoration a lot, so I have a couple of restaurants and try to keep myself on lock.
What's the name of your fashion range?
My fashion clothing line is called Balbec.
They don't sell those in Finland.
Not yet. Hopefully I can maybe export that to Finland pretty soon.
Maybe after Saturday then.
Maybe after Saturday, exactly.
You are quite active in the stock market as well.
Yeah.
What international company would you recommend to our readers at the moment?
What international company I would recommend?
Yeah.
What company? Warner Music is a good bet. No, but you have a couple of companies like that. You have a metal company that is called All Cool that is coming. It's coming up pretty good, so I think it's a good bet for people. And everything that has to do with Bombardier, with the airplanes, fabrication, and everything is good companies because a lot of contracts are coming in within those next 2 years. So it's always a safe bet. But, the action is pretty expensive, so it depends on the budgets.
If I give you four companies, General Motors, Nokia, Motorola, and Google, which one would you pick?
I think I would pick General Motors.
Why?
Because I think that within those next 50 years, people are going to need to get some cars. They're going to need to... General Motors is a very large company. It's not only about cars, but they have also a very... very big and developed credit lines for people, and they can, sometimes you can buy a refrigerator and it's credited by General Motors. So it's a very large and successful up to now company. Nokia is a safe bet too.
Okay, that was our Camaro stock pick of the week part.
Yeah, that's my pick of the week.
Yeah, let's go back to the entertainment business. What do you do when you have a day off?
When I have a day off, I'm still looking for that day off. It's a very hectic and crazy schedule right now. But when I have a day off, I usually try to spend some time with my family, go on vacation for a couple of days, I seek for the sun wherever I can find it.
Let's talk about your forthcoming world tour. In what countries you are going to perform?
We're going to Russia, Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, all over France. We're just taking the road and just going to see how it's going to go.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a good day.
Have a good day too, and have a nice trip to Finland. What
Thank
are you,
you
expecting
much.
Of that trip?
I'm not going to be there for very long, but I'm expecting just to do my show and everything, and maybe take the time to discover the city a little bit.
What about nightlife?
Probably I'll make a little jump in the club.
Great. Thank you very much for the interview.
No problem. Thank you, Chuck.
Bye. Näin siis Libanonista Kanadaan muuttanut pop-tähti K-Maru, joka saapuu tämän viikon lopulla Kampin avajaisiin Helsinkiin. Tarkkakorvaisille siinä tuli vähän myös sijoitusvinkkejäkin. Tämän kaiken tarjoaa siis Stara.fi. Käy tsekkaamassa tuoreita viihdeuutisia, levy- ja leffa-arvosteluja ja kaikkea muutakin mukavaa tuolta verkko-osoitteestamme Stara.fi. Kiitos tästä kerrasta ja palataan taas. Moro!
Hi, I'm Amy Diamond and you're listening to Stara.
Tässä on Marko Poets of the Fallista. Moi. Tsekkaa stara.fi.